This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship founder Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who recently passed away, had devoted his life to helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel. It's in that spirit that we share today's Holy Land Moments teaching from Rabbi Eckstein with you.
Isaiah relays a prophetic vision of the end of days and of God's power and grace throughout the world. At the center of it all will be the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, where all peoples will be welcome. The prophet wrote, quote, "Many peoples will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths.'" Isaiah names this holy place the temple of the God of Jacob. Why Jacob? Well, the ancient sages say Jacob was the first of the patriarchs to recognize the exact spot in the land of Israel where God would eventually command the temple to be built. That's why the gathering of people from all over the world to worship God is identified with Jacob. Jacob could look at anyone, even the most unlikely of people, and say, "I know you have it within you to be a force for kindness and justice in this world." We can emulate Jacob when we look for the good in other people and encourage them to be the best people that God created them to be.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Follow Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's timeless teachings and insights with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions, available online or sent directly to your inbox. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.